My dear confraternity members, it has been several months since our last meeting. During April and May, the difficulty was the schedule for blessing of homes, and we also had our 40 hours. The normal routine is to have a confraternity meeting on the third Saturday of the month, or if it is five Saturdays, then they usually do it on the fourth Saturday. At any rate, this morning we'll have a meeting, and I do not expect to be able to have one during July. We have a boys' camp and other things, and then we'll resume again in August. But today, or this month rather, being the month of the Sacred Heart, I would like to speak about devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And in particular, we have in our rule for the confraternity number 31. And number 31 of the rule says, the home and family of the confraternity members should be enthroned to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I trust you all have had your home enthroned, but if there is anyone who has never had the enthronement done in your home, that would be a good thing to schedule to have done. Now, tomorrow, the sermon will deal more with the Blessed Sacrament because we have our Corpus Christi procession. It is the octave of Corpus Christi. But the following Sunday, which would be, the 26th, I believe, the sermon is going to be on devotion to the Sacred Heart. I try every year during the month of June to have a sermon on this devotion, which is so important. And rightly understood, we realize that devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus is something that Almighty God has given us in our days, in our time. Although this devotion to the Sacred Heart was practiced in some religious orders in the Middle Ages, it was not until the 17th century that it began to be practiced more widely in the church. In the early 1600s, there was a priest in France named St. John Eudes, and he is given by the church the title of the inaugurator of the liturgical devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. He founded a religious order of priests and obtained from the Pope permission to have a mass in honor of the Sacred Heart in the religious houses of his order and also in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But this was only in his religious order. It was not real well known. Now that was around 1620. Later in that same century came St. Margaret Mary. Now, St. Margaret Mary was born in France close to the city of Corray-le-Monial, a little town, and I think, I'm not sure what year, but she entered the convent in 1666 or 67, thereabouts. And it was right around 1670 that our Lord began appearing to her. And he revealed to her the devotion to the Sacred Heart. With the help of her confessor, who was Blessed Claude de la Colombière, this devotion was formally approved by the church and began to spread. But she had many adversaries who said, oh, this is a new devotion, this is something strange, this is something new, something different. And they were opposed to it at first. But even those who were opposed to it in the beginning came around and supported her and supported this devotion. Now, when you read the words of our Lord to St. Margaret Mary during the various apparitions, our Lord said to her, showing her his heart, he said, behold this heart which has loved men so much, but is so little loved in return. And if we think about those words, what is this devotion all about? It is about loving our Lord, number one, and number two, making up for those who do not love him. And this is a very important aspect of our Devotion to the Sacred Heart in our life as Catholics, and that is reparation, making atonement for others who do not love God, who do not serve God, trying to make up, to some degree, by our love of God, by our living of the faith, for those who offend Almighty God. And this is what our Lord especially mentioned to her. He mentioned to her that he was even wounded by religious who had consecrated their lives to God, but yet were living a lax religious life. He said to her, "I am wounded in the house of those who love me." So he was asking for a greater dedication, a greater sacrificial living on the part of religious, a greater living of their vocation. So, devotion to the Sacred Heart is about love. God has loved us. How much do we love God in return? Now, the heart is the symbol of love. We think of our love of someone, we think of our heart. That is the symbol of love. And our Lord showed St. Margaret Mary his heart surmounted by flames, and above the flames a cross, indicating that his love is extraordinary, the flames, and that it went so far as to lay down his life on the cross. The Sacred Heart is also encircled by thorns, reminding us not only of the crown of thorns, but of the sufferings of our Lord throughout his life, and especially in his passion. We also see the wound in the side of the heart, because when the lance was driven into our Lord's side, it pierced his heart, and there came out blood and water. So the heart then is the symbol of love. Now, because Jesus is God and man, his entire human nature, body and soul, is united to the divinity of the second person of the Holy Trinity. And therefore, his heart is divine. His human heart united to the divinity. And so we can worship the Sacred Heart of our Lord. And we especially do that in the Blessed Sacrament. There is a very close connection between devotion to the Sacred Heart and devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. Those who really love the Sacred Heart want to spend time with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, where he is referred to as a prisoner of love. He is there day and night because of his love for us. So during this month of June, let us examine ourselves on our devotion to the Sacred Heart. Is it something that we think about? Or do we perhaps at times just totally forget about honoring the Sacred Heart? We do it again, especially during the month of June, on First Fridays. And First Fridays reminds us of the promises of our Lord. You know, there are 12 promises of the Sacred Heart usually written. And I used to think that there were 12 promises. Until I read the book on devotion to the Sacred Heart and the enthronement of the home by Father Larkin. And he says, our Lord gave St. Margaret Mary something like 110 promises. But so many of them are repetitious, or maybe just a few words different from another one, but mean the same thing, that some priests at some point came along and took all of the promises that our Lord made to Sacred Heart, St. Margaret Mary regarding his Sacred Heart, those that have devotion to his Sacred Heart, and condensed them into the 12 promises that we know, that we are familiar with. But our Lord made many promises, and when you read the promises of the Sacred Heart, you're moved by the love of our Lord. So many people think of God only as a just judge, which he is. They think only of God in fear. And our Lord shows us his love for us. He is our creator. He will be our future judge. but he also is our Redeemer, and he loves us and gave his life for us. So devotion to the Sacred Heart is all about loving our Lord, and again, making atonement, but reflecting upon his love for us and what we owe him in return. So that is something that would be good for you to do as well during this month of June, is to read over the promises of the Sacred Heart. And what really impresses you is that our Lord promises to give so much for the little that we do to him, for him. Our offering of our love, etc., is really so little compared to what he did for us. But he promises so much in return. His love is so great that he desires to bestow upon us, to give to us a lot for the little that we do for him. So, again, to summarize, make sure that your home has been thrown to the Sacred Heart. Once it is done for the rest of your days. You don't have to redo it, even though you move to another residence. It is the home that is enthroned rather than the house. And it's a good thing to renew the enthronement, at least once a year, to read the act of consecration, to reflect upon what I did, what we did, by having the Sacred Heart enthroned in our home. We proclaim that Christ is our King. Now let's live accordingly. And also to reflect upon the love of our Lord, the many promises he made, and our duty, our obligation of loving him in return. We can never love God too much. That is one thing in which there is no such thing as a limit. We can only love God so much. We can always strive to grow in our love of God. And we should often make an act of love of God. Oh my God, I love thee. Jesus, I love thee. And again, devotion to the Sacred Heart is all about reflecting upon God's love for us and our obligation of loving him.